There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 a ticket, and you on a day the Lions have made a move, and it's Za'Darius Smith coming to Detroit, as was speculated on over the weekend, and goes down today. Za'Darius Smith and a seventh rounder coming to Detroit, a seventh rounder in 2026, which is not the draft after this season, but the draft after next season. And in return, Cleveland gets a 2025 fifth, so that's this coming draft, and a 2026 sixth. Pretty good deal for the Lions.
This is one of those deals where it's rare in that this has been speculated forever.
Yeah.
You know, for like the last month, this has been the speculative move that could be made. And usually that doesn't come to fruition.
Yeah. And then the wording this weekend, like, hey, this deal's about to go down.
Which is strange before a football game is played. Yeah. And then the game's played and Cleveland loses. Then you're like, all right. Get ready for the sale. And maybe this is the only player Cleveland departs with.
248-539-9797. Antoine's in Detroit. Hello, Antoine.
Real quick, fellas. Good morning. Happy election day, all that. Listen, is our offensive line dominant to the point where that's the reason why we have all these injuries on the defensive line? All of these reps end up in the training camp, in the preseason, and the practices, and because I'm trying to figure out, why do we keep losing defensive linemen like this? It is bad, guys. We're in the middle of the season without four. Oh. Now listen, we can make a transaction for Za'Darius Smith. If Penny Sewell is going to pancake this guy 17 times over the course of 3 weeks of the next practices, then I don't know if he's going to make it to the playoffs.
I think you'd be surprised at how little the ones and ones go at it full bore in practice. It's interesting. It's an interesting thought, but I mean, most of the guys get hurt in the game, not in the practice there. So
I know, Gator, but you know, the football is not, it's not always the one injury. It's kind of a buildup thing. And I'm just saying, man, these reps against our guy, I don't know. I'm not sure.
So here's something to keep in mind, Antoine, under NFL rules, you are only allowed to practice in pads 14 times during the entire season.
So now listen, every team in the NFL has struggled 3 or 4 games after playing the Lions in their offensive line because they're so beat up.
Well, those guys actually have to go ones on ones, and they go 100% all the time.
Hey, look, it's looking like you could get 20 snaps against that offensive line, and you better strap up. It's the real deal, man, and I think it's something to it. I'm just saying, if we keep look at the ratio of guys injured at that position or on that group of men compared to any other position on the team, it's a wide margin, guys.
Yeah, I guess I'm not buying, but you know, it's minimal practice time, full pad.
Yeah, I think it's
minimal
funny
and
an interesting thought, but no.
We can bring it up with Jansen because Jansen can tell you what those full padded practices are like. And I'm going to guess that they're not getting that Marcus Davenport was not getting the real Penei Sewell experience.
Well,
it's an interesting theory, but I don't think
didn't
so.
Wrap his leg around Frank Ragnow.
No. Dave is next on 97.1 a ticket. Hi, Dave.
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Love the show.
Thank you.
So So I am starting to become somewhat concerned about our level of maybe overconfidence. We're halfway there, and a lot of things I'm hearing from players and even coaches starting to sound arrogant. I mean, do you have any concern at all about this?
Minimal concerns. My guess is, you know, don't, but I'm not saying this is you. I'm going to guess that the fans and some of the media that covers this team is probably way more in an arrogant place than the actual team themselves, because they have one goal and one goal in mind. They're trying to get to the mountaintop, and they've made it clear all along. I have a little bit of concern that they might be making unnecessary enemies. And that might be part of it. You know, the Green Bay Sucks shirt's funny, but you know, Brian Branch is, you know, he got fined in week three for a couple of hits that we weren't even aware of that came when the NFL's accountability page got updated that week for a striking a player or kicking a player, and also an illegal hit to the head. And now he gets tossed out of this game. You've got the play calling against Dallas. I didn't think it was an effort to embarrass Dallas. I think it was an effort to embarrass the refs. So in the back of my mind, that's a little bit of a concern, but I also trust leadership enough that I'm not that concerned.
Okay, and I do too as well, but I'm telling you, the national attention that we're getting, you know, taking over stadiums and everything that's happening, this is new territory for us.
Dave, it's not going to be
cute. It's our job.
Yeah, it's not going to be cute for very much longer. I think everybody kind of gets a kick out of the Lions being good, but that's not going to last much longer.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Just thought I'd bring it up.
Yep. No, it's not really. I mean, I'm not that concerned. Are you?
Not really concerned. Not yet. But I think there is a different attitude about this team now than what there was a year and a half ago, or certainly, you know, back before when this all started. But that's there's confidence. Is there a little bit of cockiness? There might be a little bit, but I don't mind a little. You know, everybody says you got to have a little swagger.
248-539-9797. Bill on a cell, you're next. Hi, Bill.
Hey, how are you today?
What's up?
Hey, I think we need to keep going and try to get another edge rusher, because even when Hutch was healthy, they were talking about getting him some help on the other side when Davenport went down. So I think maybe they're still going to try and pull something off again. And I like what you said earlier about the lineman, the defensive tackle that moves to the outside. You're getting two players for one on that, is what I'm, you know, he could fill in at tackle and then go out. And the other question that I have is, does anybody know when Milifonu is coming back?
God, it's been a weird case.
It's been back soon. I think he's back practicing, I think.
Yeah, hold on. Let me take a look and see if he actually was on the practice field last week. But yeah, he was a useful player. He was really coming into his own last year.
And it just seemed like every time he'd blitz, he got a sack.
Yeah, he was really, really good. As far as adding another defensive end, another player on the defensive line, I wouldn't hate it, but it doesn't feel nearly as necessary. Like, they're getting closer back to what they were when Hutch was healthy. They're not there because Zadarius Smith likely isn't going to be Hutch. Wouldn't count him out, though. I'm not conceding anything, but he's probably not going to be Hutch. And if that's the case, they're back to a much better place. Do they want to add something else at the right price? I bet they would. But again, our guy, Brad Holmes, is kind of slow and steady. You know, the fact that the Browns didn't get exactly what they asked for here, and I mean, I see why they made the trade. I mean, if you're Cleveland, you're just trying to stockpile assets for the future, but it's pretty sweet that he didn't give up the fourth that everybody said Cleveland wanted. And,
right.
And multiple reports today, Albert Breer said it, Jeremy Fowler said it, they wanted a fourth, they didn't get it.
Wow. They couldn't get a fourth from anybody.
Yeah.
That's...
Yep. Now, should part of that concern us that the player doesn't command more than a fourth?
No.
Okay.
That doesn't mean, because I see what the player is.
Yeah.
He's really good. I'm surprised that somebody didn't want to step up and outbid the Lions.
It's probably clear that he means more to Lions than other teams, you know? Like, because if he clearly could have been had for a fourth-round pick. We know the compensation, and no team wanted to step up because they just didn't think it was worth it for them.
248-539-9797. Robert is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Robert.
Hi, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
And I would just say when they lost Davenport, I thought that Holmes should have been on the clock trying to get an edge rusher. And, of course, did they look better now than they did, say, 3 hours ago roster-wise? 100%. But one name, and I think it's been thrown out there, would be great. Maybe doesn't cost too much. Carl Granderson with the Saints. A.G. and him have some commonality from their days when A.G. was a defensive backs coach there in 2019-2020. And if you kind of geek out on stats and whatnot, his PFF grade overall for a defensive edge is 29th. Smith that we just picked up is 31st out of 192 guys, and his pass rush is 35th. Smith is 32nd. So, you know, not that, you know, Detroit fans watch a whole lot of Saints football, I would imagine, but he would be another great name because I still think they needed to get – I still think they need to get one more guy when I look at Houston's MIA and –
Yeah, the other guys Carl Granderson would be great, but the problem with Carl Granderson is he just signed a contract with the Saints, so it's not that it would be cumbersome for the Lions. It's that it would be a massive amount of money for the New Orleans Saints to eat up, and that might be too much for them to be able to move on.
Sure, but I wonder since their season's completely imploded. I think they just canned Allen yesterday, I believe.
And
the compensation you have to give up would be much higher, to your point, right? To offset the dead cap money, right?
I'm not sure what New Orleans would look for in return, but the problem with New Orleans is that even if they were to, they just don't have enough contracts they can move that are going to be able to clear enough space off of their salary cap, way their contracts are written up right now. So I'm not saying it won't happen. I'm saying
there's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Orleans would really have to, you know, bite the bullet on that one. And I'm not sure they're willing to do it.
If they don't get it, the thing I liked about him is his size is great. He's a big guy like Hutch.
He's productive.
Like Smith. So the other guy that people throw out, the Titans guy, he's a little bit more of a tweener that I think this is going to be extra important going down the stretch. Hutch was so great. He was especially good, underrated, or not talked about enough against the run. And I still think that's another reason why we need another edge. But love the show, guys. Thanks.
Thank you. I think Granderson's dead cap money would be close to $27 million against
the
Saints.
$18 million next year alone, if that were to happen.
It's a lot of money.
It is. And it's a New Orleans problem. But if you're rebuilding, then you're rebuilding and you eat it and you move on. I'd love to see it happen because I think he'd be another great fit here. And obviously the coaching staff knows who he is.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.